So the hashtag Trump tax scam was signed into law right around Christmas, and it took effect January the 1st, right? They rushed it into effect. So we have had literally now 1 month and a few days of Donald Trump's tax scam as law. Am I right?
Math desk.
All right. Now, today is the 6th, right? Do I have that right? February the 6th. Okay. So last week, Wall Street started to tank, right? We were talking about it on the show. So right around February 1st, Wall Street started to tank, right? Okay. So Donald Trump's tax bill takes effect January 1st. February 1st, Wall Street starts to collapse. I'm asking you, is there a connection between those two events?
Gosh, I don't know.
All right. Well, Donald Trump said it was going to be a stimulus for the economy. Trump's tax scam appears to have been a killer for Wall Street. So I'm just, look at those two events. Look at those two events. Compare and contrast those two events. Okay. I mentioned the government shutdown being tied to DACA. While we're on a compare and contrast, this is Sarah Huckabee Sanders, right? She's the White House press secretary. This is Sarah Huckabee Sanders. We're going to do a little comparing and contrasting, Sarah.
We are not advocating for the shutdown. That's the fault of the Democrats not being willing to do their jobs. The president wants a long-term deal, and he wants to get a deal on immigration. And we hope that Democrats will come to the table and get those things done.
All right, so here's what she says.
We are not advocating for the shutdown.
All right, so we're not advocating for a shutdown, right?
I'd love to see a shutdown.
All right, we're not advocating for a shutdown.
We are not advocating for the shutdown.
All right, so we're not, right? We're not.
Let's have a shutdown. We'll do a shutdown. It's worth it for our country.
What was that you're saying?
We are not advocating for the shutdown. That's the fault of the Democrats not being willing to do their jobs. The president wants
all right, all right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, these compare and contrast jobs are really easy with these people. I love these guys.
I love those guys.
They make my job so easy. In any event, this is what happens when you put a bunch of amateurish idiots who are grifters and criminals and Putin's puppets in the White House. This is what happens in any event.